This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
One step closer to a new COVID relief package. From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The House is set to take up and likely approve the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill tomorrow, even though there are some changes from the bill representatives sent over. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Senate bill lowers the income caps for relief payments, phasing them out altogether for higher-income Americans, so individuals making more than $80,000 a year or couples earning more than $160,000 would not get a payment. The Senate bill also trims a weekly federal unemployment supplement from $400 a week in the House bill to $300. But it's extended for another week and will now last through September 6th. The Senate bill also exempts the first $10,200 in federal unemployment benefits from income taxes, but the Senate measure dropped a House provision mandating a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Today is International Women's Day, and the last year in particular has been especially hard for women in the economy. Women's labor force participation has fallen to a more than 30-year low as millions of women have been laid off or quit to care for family members. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The Indeed Hiring Lab surveyed women and men about how willing they are to approach their boss for a raise or promotion.
Women now during the pandemic were less likely than men to feel comfortable asking for those types of benefits.
Indeed economist Ann Elizabeth Conkle says mid-career women, especially, are overwhelmed with family responsibilities.
Women may be feeling that they aren't able to put in 100% at work right now. And given that women often feel they have to overperform so that they can ask for that pay raise or promotion, they're just not comfortable having that conversation with their boss.
And while working from home is better than being out of work, all that isolation isn't serving women, says Lee Thompson, an expert on negotiation at Northwestern.
We don't have a lot of those impromptu meetings for not only building cohesion, but acting as sounding boards and mentors for one another.
She says that is support women typically rely on to advance their careers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A disclosure, that piece included a source from Indeed, which is also an underwriter of this program. Quick check of the markets now. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down right now in the 0.1 to 0.5% range.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Last year, the Supreme Court handed down a ruling prohibiting discrimination against LGBTQ people. About 1 million workers in the U.S. identify with the T part of that acronym, and more than 3/4 of transgender workers report taking steps to avoid discrimination at work. I'm joined now by Nylee Grant, a trans and queer advocate, to talk about her own experiences and what it means to create an inclusive workplace. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about what it was like for you at work while you were transitioning.
When I first started my transition back in 2006, 2007, management wasn't trained on how to handle a situation. They were trying to do my name change through the system, and then that was a whole ordeal within itself. And then people felt as though I should not have used the women's restroom. There were many nights where I came home frustrated, hurt, sad, not just knowing that a company doesn't support you, but because they don't have any of the tools to better themselves with handling something so delicate and vulnerable.
4 years ago, here at Marketplace, we confronted what it means to create an inclusive workplace for a trans journalist. My former colleague, Lewis Wallace, was fired from the company and went on to write a book detailing their experience. Nile, how can workplaces become more welcoming to trans folks, both managers and regular employees?
The first visible thing you can do is it branded on your website? And not saying that, oh, we're gender inclusive, but where is a flag somewhere on the website? Where can I see someone like me on the website? If you're sending me an email, where can I see that you're progressive and you know to put your pronouns in your signature? No, it's the little things that are the big misses for when I'm looking for a job and I do my research.
What advice would you give to individual managers who have trans workers on their teams?
A lot of people don't understand their anti-trans stigmas or their transphobias, their homophobias until it's brought to their face. So I challenge them to self-reflect and be open to learning. There is a lot of resources where people that are trans visible, where you can, you know, listen to their podcasts or their TED Talks. There's books about trans people and they're explaining their experience. So doing the work and meeting that person halfway.
You bring up something pretty important that I think a lot of underrepresented people in workplaces feel. You're talking about the burden that is often put on the marginalized person to do the work of educating mm-hmm. everyone else. How do you strike that balance?
Well, so for me specifically, I do not feel as though it is a chore, but I do understand that my trans siblings are tired having to explain their experience when they're just simply trying to exist. So I'm trying to use my visibility and my voice as loud as possible so they don't have to.
Nile Grant now works in commercial real estate in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I mentioned the book written by my former colleague, Lewis Wallace. It's called The View from Somewhere, Undoing the Myth of Journalistic Objectivity. I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.